That was the hardest I'd ever been hit in my life. Only certain guys can do that. Run loud with one guy who could hit you so hard it didn't hurt.
You got into further trouble, didn't you, while you were in prison?
Well, I got s***ed, you know, of course.
What do you mean you got s***ed? Don't throw it away like that.
The year is 1975. Muhammad Ali is in the midst of his second career following his exile from America, all the way back to 1966. After some intense bouts that were undeniable classics, such as his first two wars with Joe Frazier and the iconic Rumble in the Jungle with George Foreman.
Muhammad Ali,
but now comes a tough cookie with a rugged exterior and a fistful of dynamite. The quick to tire but quicker to bludgeon monster that is Ron Lyle.
Good left hand, and down goes right. Williams.
Intimidated the hell out of a lot of opponents. He would just come in, growl, throw punches, and go home.
A feared warrior who's turned pro at the late age of 28, with some already admirable victories against Oscar Bonavena, Buster Mathis, and Jimmy Ellis.
And in round 8, you shall lead. I'm telling you now before the world, you will leave in the 8th round.
Will the laughing storm that is Muhammad Ali be able to take Ronnie Lyle's heavy punishment and send him twisting and turning his way to the canvas? Or will Lyle finally be able to quiet the man whose voice could never be deprived and get Ali to eat his jibes along with his teeth? Muhammad Ali's fights in the mid-70s America have become national events akin to the Super Bowl, Inauguration Day, or the opening day of a Walmart in small suburban towns.
You can look at me, I'm loaded with confidence. I can't beat me. I had 180 amateur fights, 22 professional fights, and I'm good as a girl.
And as the world tunes in to every press conference he accompanies or poem he is lined up to mock whichever opponent he's fighting, there's no rush quite like watching the greatest at the height of his fame.
And he used to predict knocking people out. Think about this. People wasn't fighting to win. They just didn't want to get knocked out when Ali said he was going to knock them out.
He must fall in 5 rounds, but if you talk about me, I'll cut it through.
Muhammad doesn't quite have the foot speed and conditioning he had way back in the 60s, but in that time, his chin has gone from good to great, as proven in his fight with George Foreman.
I'm beating this guy for 5 or 6 rounds. I'm in Africa.
Yeah.
It's hot. And I beat him up for the 6th round, the 7th round. Then when I thought I had him, I hit him in the side, and he fell on my ear, and he said, "That all you got, George?"
Ali was excited, as involved with the public as ever, and exhilarated to put on yet another show for the world after the Ron Lyle fight announcement.
The guy I'll fight, he's in trouble. He can't win. Because I'm going to blow him out of here. This is something that I planned.
Ron Lyle was a slow starter in professional boxing, having few pro fights and even fewer amateur, but for good reason. Dying twice on an operating table, getting stabbed and spending many years in prison after taking part in a rival gang member's meeting with the morgue in self-defense will typically alter your career path.
I survived in the jungle. I'm still living. Guys around you getting stabbed every day for cigarettes. I seen guys get blown out of their cells. I seen guys get stabbed for no reason at all.
Well, it was back in 61 when I first got involved in a gang fight, you know, and a guy was killed, and I was caught and convicted.
Manslaughter.
Yes.
Lyle was a stone-cold yet fully inspired fighter, and he had a lot to prove in the ring if he wanted to get a title shot. And as we can see, he was talented enough to eventually undertake a challenge against the greatest heavyweight of his era. While Muhammad Ali is often regarded as not only the greatest heavyweight of all time, but one of the greatest at fighting with words, many were excited to see what Ali had to say about the slow, shuffling, and humble Ron Lyle in the build-up to the fight.
But you will see me tonight literally take this man. He may win 2 or 3 rounds for the first 5, but after 5 rounds, this man will power. He'll just be completely exhausted.
Obviously, the champion enters tonight's fray, shaken with a full loss of confidence.
Shaken.
Fight night arrived on May 16th, 1975. And while Lyle attempts to instill some terror that men like Sonny Liston and George Foreman had achieved in years past with an ice-cold stare, Ali's giddiness to get his hands flowing freely is more of an effective scare tactic than any mean look could ever hope to be. The two men await the bell's ring, and the fight finally begins.
Now the bell for round one, the two men in the middle of the ring. I will not try to kill him, Lyle said in our pre-fight talk. Ali covering up. So far, Ali hasn't thrown any punch. Remember what Ali said. He might win three of the first five rounds, but he's got to go by the eighth. Only once was Ali heavier. Seems to be a little bit of blood out of Ali's nostril. Now Ali's corner is yelling, stick him, champ. Oh, a quick right by Ali. Ali with a right lead. The left foot in front of the right foot. Ali is talking to Lyle, taunting him. Oh, a good quick left and right by Ali. His best blows of the night. Lyle trying to fight back, coming in with a right. No question, Lyle has no fear of this man.
After a better round from Ali in the second, Lyle comes out with a new sense of caution and focus as he works on Ali's slippery footwork and high guard by digging in hooks behind Muhammad's guard and keeping a consistent pace while trying not to tire his infamously inconsistent gas tank.
Can't use the ropes. This is the way to fight Ron Lyle, with movement to chronic slow, sticking as Ali just did with the left. This is Ali's best round by far of the night. Lyle's right only glance. Sixth round action, quickly. Ali moving again, a little evidence of...
Round six has Ali acting on his battle plan. After five rounds of letting Lyle have his way in the ring, Muhammad shows some of his signature pizzazz with flashy footwork and snappy jabs. Lyle struggles to keep up with the greatest's frenetic pace, but survives the round.
Lyle got in a good right to Ali's head then. I suppose in a purist boxing sense, it's an interesting fight. Ali is now covering up as Lyle goes after him. More of the Muhammad Ali, Ron Lyle World Heavyweight Championship fight. Now let's pause for this message from our local station. Now this is eighth round action. And this is the round Ali predicted he would do away with Lyle in. Now he's opening up. He's trying to get at Lyle. Tired of looking at the guy still coming at me. Ali is scoring much better, though, in this round. We're going to run this clock the whole round because of the prediction. Ali got to Lyle in. And Lyle's a pool of sweat. He is not going to knock Ron Lyle out as predicted. Ali is winning this round too. And the crowd knows it. They're reacting. Ali went after Lyle. He heard him in the eighth round. Ali got a good left in there. We're approaching the end.
Following three rounds of Ali magic, Lyle finally gets his head back in the game throughout the 10th, while managing to busy Ali's nose early on in the fight. Ron has struggled to land anything substantial since, but while his crippling power hasn't been very well paraded in this fight, his heart has, and he's managed to make it ahead on the scorecards going into the second third of 15 rounds.
Live from Caesar's Palace, Las Vegas. Cut out of boys' high school in Brooklyn. Hey, he hurt Lyle. Ali got to Lyle. Lyle is in trouble. He hurt him with a left. Lyle went back against the ropes. 11th round action, and Ali in command. He's staggering. This time, Lyle is ready to go. Look at that. Muhammad Ali. This is Muhammad Ali from nowhere. The left got to Lyle. Sent him back against the ropes. Ali in total command. Being separated now. The fight is stopped. Fight, referee Bird Hernandez.
Muhammad Ali successfully defended his title yet again against a tough-willed and highly skilled opponent who could see through some of Ali's most incredible tricks. Still, he faltered to the oldest in the book, the float-like-a-butterfly and sting-like-a-bee approaching. And Muhammad's resume is once again strengthened and continues to shape up to be the greatest in history.
We're back with the defeated challenger, Ron Lyle. First of all, Ron, it was clear you didn't think the fight should be stopped.
I knew something was going to happen because I was winning every round. He couldn't have won that if he'd have, you know, if it had went 15, he'd have been out of it clean, you know.
Muhammad would make six more title defenses following this historic night with even more memorable hours than this. Including his closing out of the iconic Frazier and Norton trilogies, along with his great final defense against who he described as his hardest-hitting opponent, Ernie Shavers.
And I don't know why I picked on him at this late in my career. I didn't really believe he was as good as he was. I predicted he was one in round seven, but he was good.
Muhammad Ali left a cement footprint in heavyweight boxing that no one has managed to match, with most leaving just mud and dirt behind. Groveling instead of gleaming next to the hero. Few have come close to the greatest as a heavyweight since, but none have left their mark quite like this all-American hero. From his beauty in the ring to his love outside of it and the impact he made on the great U.S. of A., there isn't quite one man like Muhammad Ali. As much as many bitter men have tried, his history will never be forgotten or tainted, and his future still gleams despite his physical presence no longer being here. For his influence, messages, and power to change the world in a time when we needed it, tonight we honor the greatest and wish him well wherever he resides in paradise.